His Excellency Boni Yayi, President of the Republic of Benin. His Excellency Faure Xosima, President of the Republic of Togo. His Excellency Omar Acevedo, Vice President of the Republic of Nicaragua. His Excellency Gabriel Pereira da Costa, Prime Minister of São Tomé and Príncipe. Ambassadors, permanent representatives, ladies and gentlemen. Before starting, let me welcome all of you in our six official languages. Ahlen wa sahlen. Huan win we wei. Dobro po jalavat fao e rin. C'est avec un grand plaisir que je vous souhaite à tous la bienvenue à la FAO. Me complace darle la más cordial bienvenida a la FAO. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you to FAO for this conference. We had a good start on Saturday. We had the honor to hear an inspired McDonald lecture by Professor Amartya Sen, Nobel Prize. And yesterday, we recognized the success of 38 countries that have already reached the Millennium Development Goal target of halving proportion of unnourished people. 18 of them have also reached the World Food Summit goal of halving the total number of hungry people. They set the tone for what I am confident will be a very constructive and interesting week. Ladies and gentlemen, the foundation of FAO in 1945 reflects the need for better global food governance and for collective responsibilities. But it was also driven by idealism, the belief that it was possible to achieve universal freedom from want, and that this was essential for lasting peace. In a world devastated by World War II, increasing the then insufficient food production was the natural response to hunger. And we have been able to do so with great success. Average food output per person has grown by near 40% in the last decades. But the increase in food production has come at a high environment cost because the intensive use of natural resources and also chemical pesticides. And despite the higher production, nearly 807 million people are still chronic hunger, and at least 2 billion suffer from other forms of malnutrition. If we keep looking at hunger simply in terms of food production, we will not solve this problem. As Professor Amartya Sen remind us last Saturday in this very plenary hall. As he pointed out, hunger and starvation result from the fact that people do not have enough food to eat, what does not mean that there is not sufficient food available. The world already produces enough food. The main cause of hunger nowadays is the lack of access. Hundreds of millions of people do not have the income to buy the food they need or do not have the means to produce it for themselves. As Professor Sen added, This is an important point to emphasize, because public polls and debate on hunger are often related entirely to food production problems only. Nowadays, to guarantee food security, it's essential to combine the assess dimension into our response alongside our continued support to sustainability increase of food production. Different countries are successfully using approach that combine production and access. For example, stimulating income generation to better employment opportunity and strengthen social protection networks. Reinforcing the support that FAO already offers to our member in this area is one of the advances that I am proposing in the organization. This way, we can make a more significant contribution to reaching a free, hunger, and sustainable world. Ladies and gentlemen, when I ran for the office of Director General 2 years ago, I presented my vision of how I would like to transform FAO. This vision was based on sharpening the focus of our work, listening more and responsibly better to the needs of our member countries, strengthening our work with key partners, and increasing efficient and value for money. Since you elected me, I have worked to implement this vision. Today, I want to share with you some of the things that we have accomplished. First, we have sharpened the focus of FAO works to the strategic thinking process we embarked on when I took up office. This collective construction has resulted in 5 strategic objectives and a 6th technical one. As a whole, they embody that we believe should be the focus of FAO to work on. Second, we are becoming more efficient. We have successfully started to implement a new business management system, the Global Resource Management System, GRMS, now links FAO offices worldwide, reduce transaction costs, and increase accountability and transparency. Also, a critical review of posts has led to the elimination of nearly 90 positions, mainly on the administrative side of the organization. And we have found unprecedented savings, nearly $45 million. Part of these savings are being reinvested into our substantive work, as for example, to implement our regional initiatives, 6 of them, 1 for each region and 2 for Africa, responded to the priorities identified in the last regional conference. Also, we use the money to create around 50 professional posts in our regional and sub-regional office, strengthening FAO's capacity to respond to the needs of our members without weakening our global technical and normative work here in headquarters. Third, we approved strategies for partnership with civil society and private sector. We are also strengthening our work with academia and with scientific and research institutions, such as the TGR Consortium of International Agriculture Research Centers. And fourth, we have brought the FAO reform to a successful conclusion, as we will show you this Friday. All this will help translate our work into better results, where it really matters. At a country level, transforming FAO in a true knowledge organization with its feet on the ground. That means ensuring that our normative and technical knowledge is more easily available to countries and bringing back to the global level lessons learned from what we see and apply in the field. Ladies and gentlemen, in these last 18 months, brick by brick, we have laid the foundation we need to improve the assistance we offer to our member countries. And now it is time for the next step. Approve the program of work and budget for 2014-15 and the medium-term plan for 2014-17. This is the missing piece that will transform into concrete action the results of the reviewed strategic framework that we have built together last year. To deliver the proposed program of work, we are asking for a 1% real increase in our budget, plus less than 4% to cover inflation and mandatory increase of our staff costs. Let me put this request increase into perspective. It comes after 2 decades of real budget reductions resulting from the zero nominal growth policy introduced in FAO in 1994-1995 biennium. In concrete terms, this policy has meant that FAO budget has lost 27% of its real value in the last 20 years. Said in other words, at a time when the challenge that our members face are increasing, FAO's capacity to respond to them is diminishing. This conference gives us the opportunity to reverse this debilitating downward spiral, this truly vicious circle. When you consider the program of work and budget, please take into account all that we have been achieved those last months. I will maintain the same commitment and will do everything I can to control the increased costs in FAO. However, please bear in mind that most of the decisions that concern staff salaries and benefits that responds for more than 75% of our budget are made by decisions that I need to follow, taken in New York in the International Civil Service Commission and mandated by the UN General Assembly. Also bear in mind that although we will continue to look at ways to increase our efficiency, there is a limit to what we can do responsibly without affecting our technical work. Even if the challenge economic situation that many countries are facing, and that only make the need for solidarity and cooperation even stronger, we believe that the modest increase we are proposing can be justified, especially considering the decline in the real budget in the last 2 decades and the fact that countries that are facing more difficult economic situation in this moment will be paying less in the next biennium due to change in their assessed contribution. Also consider that this will be my first program of work and budget. Endorsing it have a strong symbolic value. It will show our political support for the new program of work, for meeting the goal of the organization and to ensuring humanity freedom from hunger, as stated in our constitution. I hope that during this week we will find consensus on the budget. It is in times as these, when the challenges are greater, that we need most to show our collective commitment to the organization and its goals. Ladies and gentlemen, this conference will be asked to approve also a change in the first goal of the organization, from the reduction to the eradication of hunger, food insecurity, and malnutrition. It is just a word, but that makes great difference. The eradication of hunger and malnutrition will pay a larger dividend in terms of peace and prosperity, from which all countries stand to benefit. And it's crucial part of the sustainable future we all want. We have a massive task ahead of us. Let us make sure that we have the capability to deliver on a relevant scale. Looking back at what we have already accomplished in the past months, as to the rebuilt trust between members and the secretary, and after the transparent and frank dialogue we have established, I believe that we can do it. And as I have said to you before, I will not be able to do anything except what we agreed to do together. I wish all of you a successful conference. Thank you for your attention.